God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 216. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Saith your Father God, let your eyes be steadfast upon my word. Study it. Know it far more than you know it right now. For as the enemy comes, he'll come with great lies, great boastings. And many things will sound good. Many things will tickle your ears. But if you look deep, you'll see the lies. You'll see the trickery. You'll see the deceit. You'll see the things that he's saying is coming out of a heart filled with pride. Pride that he's the glorious one. Not so, saith your Father God.
Allow me to satisfy your being, saith the Lord. Every square inch of your being and of your life, allow me to satisfy. To minister to you, body, soul, and spirit, that you might be filled up in these last days, saith God, to know the fullness of the Lord. To know the fullness anew. To know the fullness afresh. To know the fullness in power. To know my fullness in my presence. For I will satisfy you, saith the Lord, for all that you have need of. For I am your God, and I am your King. Behold, I have met your need, and this day you have me, saith the Lord.
Do you not know, says the Lord, that you should search my scriptures daily to seek the truth of the things that you see and hear, says the Father? For upon the earth has come a strong delusion, a deception that I have meant to be in the last time. Search my word that you might see and stand strong on the things that truly are of me. For another Jesus that is not my son is being taught and preached. Some of it is coming from the flesh. And from the flesh of religion. Others is coming from satanic ways. And it sounds good, and it looks good, but it is not. So I say unto you, be cautious, my children, lest ye be deceived. For in the end times, if I would not shorten them, even the very elect could be led astray. So I say unto you now, search my word daily. Pray over my word daily, and receive of my spirit, says the Lord.
Stay tuned for a message by myself, Brother Johnson, followed by the prophecy news behind the news. But first this. Praise the Lord as we broadcast to the world this Monday evening over Superstation WWRB 3.185. Also, with two podcasts going out over the internet, declaring to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, and also the www.neaiga.org website, where you will find almost 300 MP3 audio files like tonight's program are stored for you to download or listen to free. That's right, free, no catches. www.neaiga.org. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. You are listening to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. Did you hear that strange sound? I think it was the wind stirring in the tops of the mulberry trees. Now here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hello, brother. My name is Keith. It's Monday. I was just calling to try to listen to the science program again. 3185RB. I thank you for the program. That was a very good statement. Very clear.
Praise the Lord, Brother Keith. We're glad to hear that we're coming in loud and clear in New Jersey. Will you call one in? It will not cost you much and takes only seconds to record your state and how well you're hearing the program. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program and every program. Now, Let's go right into a message I preached at one of our Signs Ministers gatherings titled Demagogue.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is a good thing to get together, have fellowship, have dinner, and preach the Word of God with all the Signs Ministers. I do appreciate that every time our dear Pastor Evans says that, because it's an encouragement to know that we have each other.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'd like to title this Demagogue. That word means leader of the people, who is a person who tries to stir up the people by appeals to emotion, prejudiced, etc., in order to win them over quickly and so gain power. The word gogging, G-O-G-I-N-G, means a person who is behaving in the manner of a demagogue of the people would act. In other words, a person who is behaving in a manner of a godlike leader of the people. The Bible speaks of a demagogue or godlike leader, a beast, that will come against the two witnesses. Revelation chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Of course, you know where that was. This demagogue, which I will now refer to as Demagogue, will make war with the saints as well as with the two witnesses. And what's happening right now in today's world is leading up to this eternally prophesied conflict of evil over good. Now, I know good makes it over evil, but in the end times, evil is going to triumph or appear to triumph over good.
Amen.
That's what's going to happen. But it's not true. It's a false.
That's right.
It's a false. But it's going to look true. That's the whole thing. That's the point. It's going to look like it truly is true, but it's not. We know because we've read the Bible, we understand the Bible, and we know how it's supposed to end up. Revelation chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies, speaking of those who witnessed, 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put into graves. Revelation 17, verse 10. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt upon the earth. You know, there's days when I think that if I were to die, the homosexuals would send gifts to each other, celebrating my death because I torment them, so to speak. But I don't really. What I do is try to pull them out of the fire, out of the sinful death that they're about to experience. But yet sometimes I feel like that's what would happen. Revelation chapter 11 verse 10 says that. Now, I know that this has all not happened yet, but the foundation for it happening is being laid today in the things that we see, in the things that we hear today, on the news today. There is one who I call God Father, who has gained the world's attention like never before. A demagogue who has risen very quickly to power from literal obscurity, whose name was hardly even known unto the limelight, unto a world presence, so to speak. During the USA inauguration, I don't have to tell you his name, you know his name. During the USA inauguration, he was to ride in a newly built armored car called the Beast. This armored car got this name of the Beast because of the way it was built. There's 5 inches of armor plating on this car. There's bulletproof glass, etc., on this car. There's tires on this car that will run flat. These things have been built into this thing, and there's got to be a reason for this. And I want to tell you something else. The USA Secret Service, their pet code name for this person, this Godfather, is purportedly called Renegade. Isn't that interesting? This is unprecedented in the history of the United States of America. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword.
I truly believe with all my heart that peace has been taken from this earth. It's been taken. It's gone. And it's going to go more. Even though it feels non-existent now, there's still some left. Because there is a bit of a status quo still hanging together here. But it's all going to be removed from the earth. The Word says that. And then when that happens, people are going to be killing each other. And I don't think it's far off. The only peace, I want to tell you, that exists in today's world is the biblical peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Do you remember reading that in the Bible? But, that's only available to God's elect, the truly saved. And if you do not have, my friends out there in Radio Land, that peace that passes understanding, that peace that transcends evil, you better get it and get it quick because time is short. Yeah. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before God day and night. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. This is an important verse. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. That's the key right there. The key to the peace that passes all understanding. My friends out there, love not your life unto death even if it's necessary. You need to be willing to die for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You need to be willing to give your life for it. That is the key to the peace that passes understanding. Because you will know then that you are God's. Hallelujah. And God is yours, so to speak. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. I read that for a purpose. Did I not just tell you a bit ago that the time was short, my friends? Stop playing around. Stop playing Christian and really be a Christian for a change. A Christian who loves Yahweh. A Christian who loves Jesus Christ more than life itself. More than things. More than money. Which are the gods of this world, by the way. Reject the demagogue and receive eternal life in Jesus, Yeshua, for those of you who are Jewish. The I Am has sent me to tell you that. He loves you, and He does not want you to perish in hell, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Avoid all that by rejecting that demigod and all that He offers you, that godlike leader, that false god, that false messiah, that antichrist, because the Word says there's many of them. Instead, ride a chariot of fire, hallelujah, like Elijah, hallelujah, into the heavens. Don't ride an armored car called the beast. Glory to God, hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. The seed that's left. The seed that has stood against the evil one. The seed that will always stand, which keepeth the commandments of God, continuing that Revelation 12, 17 verse, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Beat this evil, my friends. It's not going to be easy, but I want to tell you something. You can do it. You can do it if you have the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. Get the commandments of God written upon your heart. Stop breaking them to get the things of this world. It will not help you. It will not save you. Get the victory. Have a testimony of dying to self. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The battle begins now. Today is your day of salvation. Don't wait. Do it now. Get the peace that passes. Passes what? passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Because it doesn't make sense to the unsaved. Amen. It doesn't make sense to anyone but an overcomer who is truly saved, who knows they're saved, who has no fear in their heart and in their spirit. Here's how you do it, my friends, just before I close this. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now that's important, my friends. Don't be ashamed. If you're ashamed of Jesus, he's going to be ashamed of you. I can guarantee you that. But if you trust Jesus, if you honor Jesus, he's going to trust you and honor you. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 10, verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you have not done what that says in Romans chapter 10, and before and repented of your sin, just pray and ask Jesus to change your life. If you have done it before, but you're still scared, and you're still holding onto the world, do it again and get it right this time, will you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop holding on to things that are hindering your salvation. Give it all to Jesus. In this world, the Bible says there are many antichrists. I tell you now, do not be one of those antichrists. Do not accept them. Do not be a demagogue and lead others to hell with you. Amen.
And now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. College is now holding Week of Sexploration. The University of Cincinnati says its Week of Sexploration aims to teach students about safer sex with events such as pizza and porn. My. Participating students are to receive condoms and safe sex kits with educational materials to be handed out. A local company called Pure Romance is sponsoring the program in exchange for being allowed to promote its line of sexual aids. My. Watchmen comment, University of Cincinnati, you're going to be cursed by God if you continue this way. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Continuing, generals seek to reverse Obama withdrawal decision. CENTCOM Commander General David Petraeus, supported by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, tried to convince President Barack Obama that he had to back down from his campaign pledge to withdraw all U.S. combat troops from Iraq within 16 months in an Oval Office meeting at the end of January. Petraeus and Gates had hoped to sell Obama on a plan that they formulated in the final months of the Bush administration that was aimed at getting around a key position of the U.S.-Iraqi withdrawal agreement. Watchman comment, will Gog, Father Obama, or demagogue, if you will, do what he is told? We'll have to wait and see. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Watchman comment again, with Godfather Obama, that may be rather difficult. Continuing. The United States Supreme Court. Is the United States Supreme Court so comfortable in its position that it believes its existence and authority do not hinge on its strict adherence to the rule of law as set down by the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights? Does the United States Supreme Court believe it is rightfully due the respect of the American people when it makes a mockery of the rule of law as established by the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights, and when it makes a mockery of the very institution in which it is housed? My, my, my. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Watchman comment, even the Supremes will be judged by a holy God on how they have judged this world in their own way, which was not, by the way, God's way. Continuing, are the states really broke or hiding assets? Godfather Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, a.k.a. etc., is claiming that Republican governors are begging for the economic stimulus package. Actually, governors of both parties want their share of the easy money, some $176 billion that really does not even exist except for in the digital realm. They're all lining up, including Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Now, come on, you guys, it's the truth. My, 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 you got mad at me a while back when I did another one on Sarah Palin. Listen, the truth is the truth. Live with it. Continuing. Are all these governors stupid, or have they never heard of the national debt? But are the states really broke? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Continuing. Europe is waiting for the Messiah. The Czechs, which hold the EU's rotating six-month presidency, also hope to tempt him to Prague. Everyone wants the first visit of the Messiah, remarks one French official slyly. Watchman comment. My, has not Godfather Obama started a new trend? Now every leader is the Messiah. My, oh my. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Continuing, a U.S. House bill creates detention camps in U.S. for emergencies. Sweeping undefined purposes raises worries about military police state. The bill also appears to expand the president's emergency power, much as the executive order signed by President Bush on May 9, 2007, that gave the president the authority to declare an emergency and take over the direction of all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments without even consulting Congress. The House has awarded a $385 million contract to Houston-based KBR, Halliburton's former engineering and construction subsidiary, to build temporary detention centers on an as-needs basis in natural emergency situations. The broader specifications of the bill's language, however, contribute to concern that the national emergency purpose could be utilized by the Secretary of Homeland Security to include any kind of situation the governor wants to contain or otherwise control. Galatians chapter 2, verse 4, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Continuing, passport RFIDs are cloned. Using inexpensive off-the-shelf components, an information security expert has built a mobile platform that can clone large numbers of the unique electronic identifiers, RFID, used in U.S. passport cards and the next generation of driver's licenses in the United States. During a recent 20-minute drive in downtown San Francisco, the device successfully copied the RFID tags of two passport cards without the knowledge of their owners. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warns you all about this. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Continuing. New bill proposed to federalize college and university campus security. A new bill proposed in the U.S. House of Representatives seeks to take federal control over the security of college and university campuses across the nation. House Resolution 748, or the Campus Safety Act of 2009, would provide grants to institutions of higher education and other nonprofit organizations to assist in carrying out a myriad of functions pertaining to standardizing campus security across the country. Watchman comment. Testament. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warns you of this also. This certainly looks like a police state measure. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7. The watchman, son of man, I have made you a watchman. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. Continuing, donations for and against California gay marriage ban topped $83 million. More than $83 million was donated to support or oppose the ballot initiative that abolished same-sex marriage in California, according to campaign filings just released. Watchman comment, I'll guess the homosexuals outgave the Christians. What do you think? Give me a call with a phone number at the end of the program. Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Continuing. Pioneering Massachusetts lesbian couple seeks divorce. The couple had been plaintiffs in a landmark case that led to a state Supreme Court ruling in Massachusetts in 2003 that made Massachusetts the first U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriage. They have filed now for divorce. Watchman comment. And even another fulfillment of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Homosex is about perverted sex and nothing else. When the perverted sex stops being fun, they leave and go find some more. Perverted sex, that is. Micah chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. For this time is evil. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please give me a call or write and let me know. The need for February's programming was $360 with offerings received. That remains now at $263. I have not gone to Lyle to check box 122 as I do not live in that vicinity. It's a safety precaution for me. So there may be some offerings there I have not received yet. But please write signs P.O. box 122 Lyle spelled L-I-S-L-E New York, just abbreviate that, NY 13797 USA, with your comments, tithes, love gifts, offerings, prayer requests, letters of support, and blessing. Here is another audio clip of a radio check I have received.
This is Paul calling from Kentucky, listed on 3185. I'm reading here about S9 to 20 over at times. Good copy. No problem. Keep up the good work for the Lord. I enjoy listening to your broadcast, and we'll talk to you later.
Call my voicemail, 24-7-365. There's only one line, so keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. Write signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797, USA. Call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, our friends. Until the next programming, in only 3 days, on Thursday evening, February 19th, an all-news program at 10:30 p.m., followed 2 days later, on Saturday, February 21st, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, another all-news radio program, and they're all on Superstation WWRB 3.185. You can listen again clearly to all programs with no shortwave interference on my website, www.neaiga.org. And there are now almost 300 MP3 audio files for you to listen to there or download free. neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You have nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you, I love you, and all Assigned ministers love you. Whose report will you believe, my friends? I do not know about you, but for me, it is the report of the Lord. Listen! Do you hear it? Listen! I think I hear a stirring in the tops of the mulberry trees. Look it up in your Bible. Maranatha, our friends, Watchman's Ending Shofar. prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.